Gentlemen, I would now like to call the Sussex County. I would like for everyone to please stand while I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated.
God, we need that, don't we, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes, and yes, we do.
Yeah, I'll call for the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
The agenda was revised on August 11th to add approval of minutes and findings of fact for June 19th, and to add approval of minutes and finding of facts for July the 10th, and to add old business case number 12001 and 12003.
Okay. Are there any others? Not hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Unless you'd like to move any of the old business up. I think one is an actual hearing, but one is just for a decision. That being 1203. If no one's an objection, why don't we move that to the beginning so that we can act on it in case there's anybody here one needs or wants to go home.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
That's my motion.
Fine.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve this evening's revised agenda, but we will move case number 12003 to the front. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we have the approval and the finding of the facts of the meeting of June the 19th. We have a motion.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
So moved.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Ms. McKee, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts for our June 19th meeting. All those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval and the finding of the facts of our July the 10th meeting.
Again, so moved.
I'm sorry?
So moved.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of facts of our July the 10th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Mr. Robert.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to go to old business first or going to read first. But I will go ahead and read the statement. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present and with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. In addition, Sussex County zoning and land use decision does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age or sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, each application will be announced. Then the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table at the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any witnesses, and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. When coming to speak to the board, please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. And if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted on or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view the deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board's secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager or similar device, we would ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service for the duration of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, then, first case, please.